Hello everyone, I'm Miki. I'm Seoul Women's University student. Today we are lucky to have Karina Stoyanova in the studio during her busy time in Tokyo. Karina was an English teacher at Kano University of International Studies, and she teaches English. And hi Karina, how are you?
Hi Miki, I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. And now I'll ask about her interesting topic, Japanese culture, sumo. I heard you were so crazy about Japanese culture, sumo. So why did you get interested in the sumo?
Yeah, well, see, it's really funny. Most of my friends back at home think it's really funny that I'm a huge sumo fan. It's very unusual for me to get interested in a sport like sumo. It happened very unexpectedly. I had just arrived in Japan, mm-hmm. and I was trying all kinds of things that foreigners usually try in Japan, like tea ceremony and flower arrangement, you know, the usual things.
Yeah.
And one of those was sumo. I was working at Meisei Daigaku, and one of my friends there really likes sumo, and she offered to take me to one of the bashos in Tokyo.
Ryogoku
Stadium? So I said yes, just because I was curious. It was one more Japanese thing that I wanted to try. But I didn't have high expectations. I've never... I'm not a huge sports fan. I never watch sports on TV. I don't really follow any sports. So I went there not expecting much. But once I got there... I got so excited about everything. The atmosphere was amazing. All the rituals, just everything. I was really, really impressed with the sport itself. And my friend explained a lot about sumo to me on that day. And later on, I read a lot on my own. And I just started going to Ryogoku every time there was a basho there, at least once or twice.
Wow.
And I've been to more than 20 so far. And the more I learn about sumo, the more I like it. Oh.
How was the reaction when you watched the first battle of sumo?
Yeah, I was very, very excited. At first, well, the one surprising thing for me was that things happened so quickly that all the bouts were decided within, especially with the higher rank rikishi, they were decided within seconds sometimes. So that I thought was, I mean, that was unexpected and very exciting, I thought. I really liked all the rituals, the way the Jyoji are dressed, just the whole atmosphere. It's very exciting.
Around your friend, there's so many small friends.
Well, no, not actually. A lot of my friends think it's really weird that I'm such a huge sumo fan, both at home and actually here in Japan. A lot of my Japanese friends have never been to Ryogoku. They have never been to a basho. And I've been more than 20 times, so... Unfortunately, I don't have that many sumo friends.
What is the best memory in the sumo basho?
I remember the first time Kotoshu beat Asashoryu about 4 years ago, or maybe already 5 years ago. It was the first time he had ever beaten the Yokozuna, so that was very exciting.
Do you have any friend who are sumo player?
I do actually. I'm friends with Kotoshu, whom I met about 3 years ago at a photo exhibition. And we exchanged emails and we started writing, and we've been writing ever since. He's a very good email friend of mine.
Whoa, that's great. And Karina, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was nice to have you here today. Karina is an English teacher at Kano University of International Studies. We have talked about Japanese culture, sumo. And I'm Miki from Showa Women's University, and this is What's Up, Setagaya. Thank you.
Thank you.